Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are going to take callers as usual here on the show with a single question per caller on any topic within their life that they are looking for help with. And we'll give you the best answers that we can here on the show. And we're going to try and move it along to each person, get everybody in the show that we possibly can who is trying to call in today. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com, lighting your way for all of your private reading needs. We have a special going on for today only on the half an hour psychic reading, private reading with myself. So you can find that on the homepage of our website. There's also a feature where you're able to call me directly to schedule your appointment. So please check out the website at howpsychic.com. There is a link provided today on the show's description page as well to today's sale. And if you take advantage of that, we will be able to get you in at some point here. You just have to call the contact us number that's also registered on the same website, and you'll be able to schedule your appointment. Well, as we bring you on air today to answer your questions, we ask you to please announce your name, where you're from, and then go right into your question. Our first caller today is area code 904. Hello, caller. Please say your name, ask your question, and tell us where you're from.
Hi, this is LaShondra. I'm in Florida, and my question is, will me and Kevin eventually be in a committed relationship?
Okay. You know, LaShondra, I still feel that that is going to happen for you. I know that there's a lot of difficulty that you've really gone through with this. So the answer really hasn't changed yet. What we're looking at here is something to do with 4 days. So I know that communication, which is one of the things we've been waiting on off and on, is going to probably happen within that 4-day time period now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't forget, the special today on our website for private readings is $14.95 for a 30-minute reading. It's a great special, and you can't beat the price. All right, also providing quality with those readings, so please, you know, check that out. Our next caller today is area code 702. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Craig. I'm calling from Las Vegas. And my question for today is, when do you see a relationship coming for me?
Okay, great question here. And let me pick up on the answer for you, okay? All right. I'm getting a 1 to 2 week time period on this one for you, okay? I feel that there's two scenarios going on. One is going to be obviously the past, okay? There is someone from the past who's going to try and resurface. However, I don't feel that that's going to be a permanent situation. The second one is a new individual who will surface within your life within that time period, okay? This person is going to be someone of integrity. because I'm getting the terms integrity, I'm getting the term trustworthy, okay? There's also intellect and well-being. So it looks like someone that's going to pretty much have everything together, have all of their stuff together and know where they're headed in life. Obviously, everybody has some difficulty in life, okay? And I feel this person is no different. They do have some difficulty within their own life. However, I do not feel any romantic setbacks with this individual, and I feel that you will be pleased when you meet them. This person will be met in your life or come into your life through means of your own hands, which means that if you're out there looking, if you're, you know, keeping your mind open to whatever might come along when you're out shopping or doing something, then this is the same category. This is going to be by your hands, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com and take advantage of the great special for the 30-minute reading going on right now for only $14.95. Our next caller today is area code 941. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Catherine. I'm calling from Florida. And my My question is that my friend, I live in a duplex that he lives in as well, and he got foreclosed on today, or found out about it today. Unfortunately, there's a whole lot of messy paperwork, and I think we've gotten lost in the shuffle, but I'm so scared, and I just want to know if you could provide me a little bit of hope.
Okay, so exactly what it is that you want to know right now, you're trying to find out if you're going to be able to still maintain that friendship or if you're going to be evicted yourself.
The friendship, I will probably last forever, and that's cool. He's my bud, you know.
Okay.
But what I'm scared about is that I won't be able to have a roof over my head and my children.
Okay, understandably. Let me see how that's going to unfold for you. One moment, please. All right, the spirits are saying that you will have a roof over your head and the food in your stomach, so it will not be taken away completely. What it does appear to me, though, is that spirits are saying there is a time delay. That time delay is supposed to give you time to prepare yourself and to also kind of allow the universe to bring in other things for you that are going to be beneficial towards whatever move you may make down the road, okay? However, at this point, I do not feel that there will be any changes within your current living status. There is a further delay on that, and there isn't really a time period that they're giving me in which that's going to be taken away, just that you're going to have enough time and you're going to have the resources at your disposal that you will need. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and I wish you best of luck with that. Please let us know how it works out.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next caller today is area code 610. Hello, caller, you're live on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Sandy in Pennsylvania. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had a question about my present relationship. You know, I'm involved with a female at the moment, and I just have quite a few concerns, and I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as this relationship.
Okay, give me one moment here. All right. Communication is key. That's always the case when it comes to romance and relationships, and I feel that communication can and will improve. What spirits are saying is, though, that there needs to be better effort in that communication on both ends, okay? Spirit says that there's an air of timidness on your part, and then there's, like, not enough oomph on their side. So Spirit's saying that the relationship can improve, but I'm feeling as if you're kind of, like, done with it right now, and you're just wanting to take a break. Okay, and that's okay too, but in the scheme of things, Spirit or God really wants you to follow your heart, and it's not going to judge you for one decision or the other. He just wants you to learn from it, okay? He wants you to see the good and the bad, and he wants you to be able to improve upon yourself in any situation. The Spirit is telling that, you know, yes, it can improve, and yes, I think it will improve, but it also will come with work on both parties. I know that sometimes it may feel that you're putting in more work than they are, but sometimes they're doing things and they're not even saying it, and that's the problem. So don't be scared to speak up and voice your opinion to them, and you don't have to sugarcoat it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and may you be blessed with your situation. Our next caller today is area code 847. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lori Collins from Chicago. How are you doing, Reverend?
I'm doing good, Lori. How are you doing?
Oh, I could be doing better, but, you know.
Okay, understandably. So how can I help you today?
Question. It's a career question. I went on an interview last Monday, and I got a really good feeling out of it. Am I going to hear from them?
Okay. What's the name of the company there?
Well, that's the thing. Reconstructing.
Okay, because you may have said it earlier, and I just, woohoo! All right. So you just want to see if you're going to get a call back and how it's looking, if you're going to get this job, okay? The Spirit's giving me a big fat yes. I'm getting a big fat green light on that one. No other answers. They're just saying, yes, yes, yes.
All right. Yes,
so, you know, I really feel that this is going to happen for you. Though, Spirit is saying to me, on a different note, there's two other places that may call you back. Have you had any other interviews or applications out there?
Well, because I'm unemployed, my girlfriend helps me out, and so I kind of work for her when she asked me to. Yeah, you know, a day here, a day there, a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that would be why Spirit's telling me there's something else out there as well. Okay, so just keep your eyes peeled. There might be even something you don't know about. But we're getting a big, fat green light on that first one, so I think you're going to be good.
All right, thank you, Reverend.
And well, thank you, and you have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He said it's getting a big, fat.
Okay there. Sorry about that, everyone. We kind of got disconnected there for a moment. So a little bit of technical difficulties, but that happens here from time to time on Blog Talk Radio, where we're hosting our show, Psychic Talk Radio. So I wanted to say to everyone once more, please visit the website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And once more, we're going to go ahead now and end the show as we have no more callers and wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.
Mm-hmm.